Welcome to Huron County's Life on the Coast, a podcast about topics of importance and interest in Huron County. I'm Phil Main.
And I'm Allie Main, and we're proud to be your new host for this podcast series. In the first episode, we'll chat with Emma Hunking about the I Am Huron campaign, an initiative aimed at showcasing the diverse contributions that immigrants make in our communities.
And we'll also chat with one of those incredible people who've made a positive impact on Huron County, Linny Yan, who immigrated from China. We'll chat about her experiences as the co-owner and operator of Great China House Restaurant and what it's been like for her to work and live in Wingham. The I Am Huron campaign was funded with support from Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada. All right, Life on the Coast, and Emma Hunking is here. There's a familiar last name to me, and we're trying to figure out exactly why, but it's probably complicated. It's the 6 degrees of separation thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, all right. We're related somehow. Not really, just know a lot of the same people.
Yeah.
Now, for those that don't know, what is I Am Huron?
I Am Huron is a campaign that is meant to highlight the impact that immigrants make in our communities.
Okay, so you called it a campaign. How did that all work, Emma?
Well, we started with nominations. So we did a call out to the community for people to nominate immigrants that they knew in the community who were making an impact. That was open for about 6 weeks. We opened in March and closed at the end of April of 2025. After that, we had a review committee that reviewed all of the nominations and then evaluated them based on contribution to community and society, entrepreneurial and economic impact, as well as cultural and artistic contributions. And that is how we came up with the winners. We did a launch event in September, which was lovely, where we invited all of the campaign winners, mm-hmm. as well as their nominators and any family or friends that they wanted to bring along.
Right.
And we had a little party at the McKay Center.
Nice.
So that was really lovely. And everybody was able to, well, everyone but one was able to make it, which was pretty good, considering the spread of Huron County. Mm-hmm. And that several of them are entrepreneurs as well. So that makes it tricky.
Emma, talk a little bit about what immigration looks like now in Huron County in 2025 for my generation, for the boomer generation. It certainly changed since we were kids. There was not a lot of diversity here back in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, it certainly has. It's really changed. Growing up here as well, you know, same thing, you don't see a lot of diversity at school or in the community back then, but now it's changed a lot and it continues to grow. We continue to see new people coming in into the community. And I think that speaks a lot to Huron County as a whole and welcoming communities, making a welcoming place where people feel welcome, they feel safe, they feel like they are part of something.
Linny Yan is here from the Great China House in Wingham, and we're excited to talk to Linny shortly, but it just brought to mind one of my first learning experiences when I was in grade 7. My best friend actually was from China. They owned the Esquire Chinese restaurant on the square. Unfortunately, a year after we started becoming really close friends, they moved to Niagara Falls, so I lost track of him, but one of my favorite learning experiences with him was him inviting me over for dinner and me going, "Oh, I love Chinese food." And he laughed at me and he went, "Oh, dude, no, you don't." And I said, I eat Chinese food all the time. He goes, "No, you
it's
don't."
Different. It's different.
And he was right. When I got there, it was very different. But they got me something from the restaurant.
Yeah.
They were so kind. Sweet. Okay. Some people around here would probably remember the Cito family. What do you hope, Emma, people take away from the I Am Huron campaign?
I think the biggest thing that I hope people take away, you know, residents of Huron County, is that immigrants are just as important to the community as anyone else. You know, and then that kind of goes into the misconceptions in the media, right? And just kind of trying to address those and help show another side so that people can see the kind of impact that others can make. Who happen to be immigrants, right? But
right.
They're people first.
Yeah, amen to that.
You know, this was all about recognizing individuals who are making an impact in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Because when people feel seen, and when people feel like they belong, they want to give back to the community. They want to be a part of that. And so that's what we want for all of the campaign winners and anyone in Huron County who's an immigrant and, you know, even wasn't recognized for this. That doesn't matter. We still see you. We still know you're there, and we appreciate your contribution. We need people to come to our communities and to stay in our communities. We do have a labor shortage, and that is something that immigrants can help us to fill.
Well, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
What's your last name,
Wani? Yan, Y-A-N. Yeah, I have a different last name with my husband. It gets people confused all the time. Because we don't change name after we get married in China.
So. Okay, so your family name just continues on both sides?
Yeah, my children will have my husband's last name.
Okay.
And I just found out that Lenny has been in Wingham for quite some time. How long has it been?
I came to Wingham in the 2011.
Wow. And so we lived there all that time and never met.
Yeah. Okay, but I only lived there for 3 years.
All right, that's true.
And always sent you to go get the food.
Yeah.
So just stuck in the kitchen.
Unless she was in Tim Hortons or the post office.
I do.
Oh, well, I'm not
going to the post office because I live across ship, but I don't go there because I am stuck in a kitchen and the kids. But I do get coffee every morning.
Understood. Where in 2011 did you move from?
Toronto.
From Toronto?
Yeah. I live in Toronto for 2004 to 2011.
Oh, okay. Where were you before 2004?
I live in Vancouver for 6 months. So I first came to
a brief
Canada.
Layover in Vancouver.
Yeah, I live in Vancouver for 6 months.
Okay.
I'm supposed to have school there, but I don't like Vancouver because it's rain all the time.
That's fair, but you may not have had as much snow as we have.
No,
here.
But we don't have snow in my hometown, so I actually was very excited when the first time I saw this.
Are you over it now, though? You're kind of like, yeah, I saw
okay.
snow.
It's okay sometime.
Well, if you ever just take a trip home, take all the snow with you.
My hometown people probably be very excited because it is very hot there.
Yeah.
My brother's family just go there for vacation. They said it's really hot there.
Now, where in China did you grow up?
East China, like near Hong Kong. Like about okay. two. Now for bus, it's probably around 3 hours bus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not too far away from Hong Kong. It's hot. It's really
hot.
Yeah.
What was it like for you growing up there? Like, what do you remember?
People,
a lot very of people-y. People,
yeah. When I grew up to go to, went to school, I have 50 classmates, like 50 kids in a class.
Wow.
And I have 12 classes in my age, like my grade.
So in a school year, 12 classes?
Yeah.
With 49 other kids?
Yeah.
Other than yourself?
Yeah, wow. Sometimes it's 52, right? Around 50 to 52. Yeah, it's a lot of people.
What is the population there now?
1.4 billion now. No, I mean the whole country. Now probably is, for my town, is probably 890,000.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a town.
And now, so you went from like wall-to-wall people and hot to being a hockey mom. And driving on closed roads to get to a Thai hockey game, that's 3 hours on desolate country road.
Yeah.
That's a bit of culture shock, isn't it?
Yeah. I never imagined that I would be a hockey mom for real. Like, we have no hockey background. Until my son decided he wanted to play hockey, I know nothing about hockey.
Well, I guess you're learning.
Yeah, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
I still don't know what is offside, but I'm chilling when they get a goal.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still learning.
Like, that's our team that got it, right? Right? Okay, yeah. Yay!
Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I actually do. I never watched sport until my son did hockey. Like, he did okay, like, so.
He did okay.
He tried hard.
Did you play any sports, or were you involved in, like, your daughter, you said, is in dance?
Yeah.
Did you do any dancing growing up, or, like, what?
Maybe when I was 8 years old.
Okay.
Other than that, no, I don't I don't do a sport.
What brought you to Ontario by way of Vancouver?
I went to an international school in China after I graduated from high school. So the whole school came to Canada.
Oh,
what? Yeah,
so it's about 100 kids like in that school. It's like a Canadian-Chinese combined school. So okay. The teacher was from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But the owner of the school is Chinese. So all the students are from all over the country.
So that's to prepare you to come...
To Canada,
to Canada.
Yeah, so some of my friends came to Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us went to Vancouver. So I chose to Vancouver. And then I found out I don't like
it. You don't like it?
And my best friend were here in Kincardine. They went high school to Kincardine.
Like, aww.
They went to Kincardine High School. So I came here for them.
So you came to the area, your friend was here. Had you met your husband by the time you came?
No.
Did you meet here? Like here in county?
No, we met in Toronto.
Okay.
That's a long story. Should I say that?
You can just share with us the parts that you want to share.
My ex-boyfriend was in
Ontario. There's an ex-boyfriend. That's the problem.
Yeah, so we dated at high school. So he came to Ontario in Kincardine. I went to Vancouver. So I decided to come here. And then we broke up in 2006. So I met my husband in 2007.
Well, thank you to your ex-boyfriend. Because it led you to your husband, which led you to opening a Chinese food restaurant? Or was that something that you had dreamt about before?
We met in Toronto, and when was that, like 2010 or something? My mother came visit, because we got married in 2011. My mom came visit, and she had a friend that tried to open a Chinese restaurant. And my husband is interested, so we decided maybe we can do it together. And my mom's friend's neighbor happened to know an owner that owns the Chinese restaurant in Wingham. So that's how it happened.
So you've gone from a lot of largely populated areas from where you were raised in China to Vancouver and then to Toronto. What was it like, you know, the first day you walked out on the street in Wingham and went, is this all there is?
It's actually very funny. The first time I came to Wingham to look at the restaurant, and it was October, I remember. So we drove from the rain into, I think we were from the Waterloo side, and then past Waterloo and past Listowel, and then we saw the Mennonite.
Yeah.
So that was quite interesting. And
had you seen Mennonites before?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know something like that existed. Sorry about that, because I never saw it anywhere.
No, it's okay.
And we feel interesting and then feel scary. Do we go somewhere, travel back to old time or something like that?
Right.
Because it's dark in the rain and you saw something like that and we never saw that before. And then when we drove into Wingham, it's just
One street
and nothing else. Not like now, like we got McDonald's and a lot of
gas stations.
Yeah. Used to be have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite different from Toronto, even from Toronto to Wingham.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Would you say there's any challenges that you've had to overcome since coming to Huron County, other than horse and buggy and lots of cows, I'm sure?
I'm actually okay with all those. I love animals. The only thing is we don't, the first time when we, like the first few years when we live in Wingham, there's no friend. We had no friend, mm-hmm. no connection. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It wasn't like right now that we have internet or the smartphone or something like that. Did we have a smartphone like 15 years ago? Probably.
Some people
just
did.
The internet wasn't like now, like it's not so easy to get information, right? So I think we still use phone book or something.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to find somebody to repair something.
Yep.
So it's hard for us. We don't know anybody.
How did you get connected? Just by people that came into the restaurant or?
After I have kids,
mm.
then the mom groups, the school, the babysitter,
right.
mm. helping. And like we're actually stuck in our restaurant all the time. We didn't get to see people. So until we have kids, like, we get to know more and more people, the daycares, the teachers, and everybody.
You feel like you were working all the time?
Yeah. We're still working all the time.
How old are your kids?
My daughter is 12, my son is 10. So they grow up here. They are very Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Do I say that right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They don't really like the real Chinese food or understand the culture. I try. But they grow up here. They are more like a pizza, spaghetti kind of kids, say.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it important for you to try to pass that on, like your culture? Because I imagine it would be hard if, like you say, like they're growing up here. They're growing up with steak and potatoes, pizza, like very North American food and way of living. And now we've got technology. So how do you stay connected for you? How do you stay connected to your own culture while living in rural Ontario?
Some of the culture thing, like celebrating the Chinese holiday with them, and still let them to understand what kind of holiday is important in China and something like that. But I'm also respect what they want to do too. I don't want to force them to have to understand what I was experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But I want them to know a little bit about where I come from and their dad.
Of course.
Yeah.
What would you advise other immigrants who are thinking of moving to Huron County?
Like now, the technology is very advanced, right? Like they can search any kind of information and everything is on the internet. And I would say like Huron County is a very peaceful place to live. I love the people here. Like I live here for almost 15 years. I really like here. And I used to want to move back to Toronto in the point because we don't have friend and family or anybody here. But now, like I don't consider to moving anywhere, at least for the next 10 years, because my kids live here and they love here. They got their connection, their friend and everybody here. Like, we get really good people around the area. They're very supportive. I feel very belonging and very welcome. We never have, like, bad people around. We are very lucky. Like, maybe when, like, new immigrant, like, newcomer, can I say that? Like,
yes, sure.
When you're new here, like somebody might see you as an enemy or... But we never have those experiences. We're quite lucky. Like all the people around us are very nice. Like, very nice to us, very nice to our kids. Like, whenever we need help, like there are always people are helping. Like, so I feel very, very grateful and lucky, especially during COVID time. Like the community, like the towns around Bingham, even Bingham and the surrounding area, everybody was so supportive. So I'm really, really grateful for that.
When you actually, you know, do shut the restaurant, I know you take a week or 2 weeks in the winter, don't you? Or you did at one point?
Last year, 2024, is the first time you took a month off, like the whole month off.
Wow.
For vacation. Because my daughter went to Prague for the Dance World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we took the opportunity to go to China, went to China too. So we took the whole month off. That's the only time that... And then this year, we took another month because for the past 14 years, we worked like 16 hours a day. Except in summertime, we probably take a day or two off with the kids to somewhere.
I wanted to ask you, when you do take a day off, it doesn't sound like there are very many. What around here do you like to do for fun? Do you hit the beach?
Yeah. We hockey.
Hockey.
Or dance. Or we don't shop much, but if we take a day off, we usually just sleep.
Sleep is good.
Yeah, sleep or rest or cleaning or go to the city, get some inventory for the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not much time, not much personal time. That's why my husband said he really wanted a whole month or some actual vacation. That's why we took a month off this year and last year.
Yeah, can we just circle back to that? Your daughter was in World Dance?
Yeah, she went to the dance national team.
Yeah, so the team would travel like for yeah. Canada?
Yeah, yeah. She went for audition.
Okay.
And get into the team. She was in the children group like for 10 to 13 year old. She's just in the big acro group for that competition. The other kids from the studio, a senior, she also went to.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that like for her? Like, that's a big trip.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big trip for her. Like, I think it's like a very memorable experience for her. She got a lot of support from the community too when we went to Prague for that competition. So a lot of people supported us, like we sell chocolate in the restaurant and stuff like that. And the local business supporting us too, for helping to make the trip.
What an amazing trip that had to be. First, all that excitement in Prague and then to your homeland.
That would have been your kids' first time to China?
Yeah, yeah.
You've still got family there?
Yeah, my grandparents and my husband's parents lived there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that like for the kids?
The thing is, like, they don't used to the weather first because it's summer. It's 40 degrees there.
Oh, my gosh.
So all the time. So it's hot and wet. So they don't feel very comfortable because they grow up in Canada. Most of the time, we have the cold weather, right? So that's the big thing for them. And the food is different.
Food.
Yeah, the food was very different for them to adjust. Yeah.
Did they find anything that they liked there for
yeah,
food?
Yeah, they also have McDonald's
or
something
but
like that.
But like anything
different?
Chinese
that's,
food?
That's actually most what they eat. Even in China.
No, in like 2018, I went to Sweden and it boggled my brain how many McDonald's there were and how often people went. It's just
different, right?
Worldwide phenomenon. But all the McDonald's are different. They have a little something different. That they'll offer that's
in
local
China,
to the country.
In China, McDonald's has deep fried chicken and rice.
Okay.
I wouldn't hate that.
I would love to get rice.
McRice?
McRice.
Yeah. It's very different. And Burger King, they also have deep fried chicken.
Huh.
It's very different, I have to say. So they probably have some congee, like a rice soup, something like that in the fast food. So
interesting.
Yeah, interesting. But my kids doesn't want to try it.
No. McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Fair enough. When you were asked about coming here to do this podcast, was there anything you wanted to talk about? Whether it was about being nominated for that I Am Here On campaign or just about living around here or anything like that?
I'm very honored to be one of the champions. And I don't know what I have done for the community. I just
work 16 hours a day is
just
one thing.
I just work like everybody else, try to make a living and have a life here.
Mm-hmm.
But I love my life in Huron County. People are nice here.
I also think that, and I don't want this to sound trite or like we planned it or something, but I think there's something about a Chinese food. We talked about this. It's not actually Chinese food. But I think for me, my Great China House was something that made living in Wingham better. It made life good there. I mean, there's lots of things, but to have a good Chinese food restaurant, I mean, we don't get
Thank
it every
you.
Week, but, you know, when you want good Chinese food, to be able to get it in a small town, I think it's a draw, don't you?
We love our job. Like, I love my job because, like, people, like, Christmas Eve, Christmas time, mm-hmm. or New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is
Mother's Day,
for
Father's
us.
Day. People consider us as their tradition. It makes us feel so honored.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my husband just love to cook for people. We work 16 hours because, like, not always 16, but probably 12 sometimes.
Oh, is that all?
Like, we make everything. Like, we don't sell a lot of frozen food.
Right.
Can I say that? Sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. From the vegetable, chopping the vegetable and chopping the meat, we make them all.
It's made with love.
Yeah.
And joy of making.
Yeah. I love when people say I love your food, so.
That makes you happy.
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts before we kick you out of here?
Thank you very much for having me here. And like, it's very interesting for me to do this. I've never done it before.
I'll see you
You're
there.
A natural.
Yeah. Oh, can I say one thing?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, like, I think understanding between the cultures is very important, because when I first come to Canada, there's a lot of things are very different from my country. So it's not like there's no bad people or something. It's just sometimes it's the culture is different. People think maybe eating the whole chicken with the head and the feet are weird and disgusting here.
Yeah.
But it's in other countries that people does that. That's they grow up like that. It's not like they want to do that. Do I explain it good?
Or yeah. Yes. Nobody's making you do it.
Yeah. It's just like different. The culture different. It's not right or wrong or bad or good or something. It's just how you grow up, the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So if more understanding each other's culture maybe help a little bit. My kid taught me that, like,
there's
nothing, everybody's the same. So we just try to understand each other. That's what my kid taught me one time when they come back from school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Our kids are sometimes a lot wiser than we are.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they always bring different idea, fresh idea.
Yeah.
So I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Hockey Mom, for coming over.
Thank you.
Lenny was one of seven recipients of the I Am Huron Award, a campaign that celebrates immigrants and their contributions to our area. If you enjoyed her story, you'll find other stories about the campaign winners on the webpage, HuronCounty.ca/IAmHuron. Until next time, on behalf of Valley, thank you for listening. I'm Phil Maine.